5 to 10. And tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 20 to 23, southwest wind around 5. Tomorrow, Thursday, patchy fog, 9 to 10 a.m., partly sunny, highs near 32, west wind 5 to 10, and overnight temps in the low teens. Friday, mostly cloudy with highs around 29, so pretty tropical this week.
Yeah, it's a little warm.
It's a little strange. It's not good for skiing.
No, that's what I was, that was my first thought. It's like, I won't be skiing today, that's for sure.
Maybe next week, maybe a couple weeks.
All right, now we're going to hand things over to Kari Hedlund for Headwaters.
I don't want to be the salt and the sugar, the fruit that is bitter. You expect it to be.
Oh, rockets and renaissance. Used to dance in my parents' house. Then the world tried to turn me down.
Thank you. dream about my queen in the mobile home. It was something about how she wishes she could come back home. And if she quit messing with that boy over in Omaha, I know that she would see. I dreamed that I never got that job down at the factory.
Também não vai jogar em Moçambique, Guatemala, todo mundo quer cantar.
That is the latest from L. Michael's Affair with Raje in there, Magica. The new album is 24 Hour Sports, released towards the end of 2025. And we heard from Eric Koskinen, some Minnesota music in there with Down in the Factory. Heard Chris Walker playing him on Monday's Headwaters. And you know what? Thought I hadn't played Eric in a while, so that was fun. Down in the Factory off of his Burning the Deal album, and a new one from Yasmin Lacey. The new album is called Teal Dreams. That was the title track, and that was an album that I dug into over the holidays. Really great release from Yasmin. And Jovi Riccio, brand new music from her called Buzzkill. That one is the second single we've heard so far from her upcoming album that's out in 2026. And from the sounds of it, between Wildfire Season and Buzzkill, this new album sounds like there's going to be a bolstered sound from Jobi. She's very much been in the Americana wheelhouse, singer-songwriter, folk musician, and it sounds like she's moving a little bit more into a folk rock realm for this new release. I think it's going to be a big year for Joby Riccio, one to keep your eyes out for. I'm Kari Hedlund, and this is Headwaters, your source for great music. You can hear it weekdays at 9 a.m. here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. Thank you for listening this morning and for joining in on the conversation all morning long throughout the morning show with Andrew and Heather. So we appreciate you. We also receive support from Oak Hill Assisted Living in Grand Rapids, providing personalized care in a home setting. More information at oakhillseniors.com. And support comes from Long Lake Conservation Center in Palisade, a full-service overnight retreat for adult and youth groups with an emphasis on nature-based activities such as outdoor recreation, phenology, astronomy, and more. Information on their programs available at longlakecc.org. Tune in on next Monday morning at 7:45 for another installment of What We're Reading. This week, staff librarian Tammy Bobrowski talks with Minnesota writer J.R. Dawson on her latest novel, The Lighthouse at the Edge of the World. Today in 2007, Athens, Georgia-based band of Montreal released Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? It was their eighth studio album, and this was an album. I saw them on tour shortly after this album was released, and it was possibly one of the strangest shows I've ever been to. It was at First Avenue, and there were pigs involved. It was wild. Kevin Barnes is the front person for the band and puts on an undescribable show. I guess I'm not really sure even where to go from here on that one. One of the strangest shows, but it's imprinted on my brain. So I guess that says a lot too. So we're going to take a listen to Heimsdall Gate, Like a Promethean Curse, one of the standout tracks from the album. This is Of Montreal here on KAXE.
Back to good again. Come on, be a friend. about the ladies, the ladies of yore. Talk about Jean Bull Weaver, they're gonna rob you of a home. They're looking for, they're looking for home. The first time I seen him, he was sitting on a square. The next time I seen him, had his whole family there. He's looking for home. 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 Farmer taking the boy weaver, he put him on the ice. But when you said to the farmer, you treated me mighty nice. And I'll have a home, I'll have a home. Farmer taking a boy weaver, he put him in the sand. But when you said to the farmer, you treated me like a man. I'll have a home, 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 I'll have a home. Farmer says to the merchant, I never made but one bale. Before I let you have that one, I'll suffer and die in jail. I'll have a home, 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 I'll have a home.
Little Lead Belly for you this morning, and that was Bull Weevil. And Bywater Call, that's brand new from them, very much housed in the Tedeschi Trucks world. They, I'm assuming, are coming out with a new album. That track is Only. And we heard from Yesayer frontman Anand Wilder out with his second solo album, Psychic Lessons. That was Broken Beyond Repair. Fun fact, when I was listening to this album, was, you know, reading about it, finding out sort of the inspirations behind it. And there's an article on floodmagazine.com where he's interviewed and talking about the influences for this particular album, of which were like Charlotte Didgeridoo and Bill Withers, and then came across Paul Spring. He name dropped Paul Spring, Minnesotan, St. Cloud, now lives out in New York City and very much in the music world, and is, I think, like a musician's musician, man. Like I emailed Paul right away and I said, Paul, what is this name drop from Yesayer's front person? And he said, oh my God, Anand, we were just texting the other day. He shows up at all my shows. And he also just had Dijon come to one of his shows. Dijon is a new up and coming artist who was just on Saturday Night Live not terribly long ago. And so just kind of fun to hear about and hear that he is so well respected within the music industry of Montreal. Started that off with Heimsdall Gate, Like a Promethean Curse, and that song was written after front person Kevin Barnes was prescribed antidepressants, and so there's lots of talk around the chemicals Fix Me Now on that song. And this is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Kari Headland. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll be having our daily slice of green cheese. Then at 11 o'clock, it is the World Cafe, and at 1, Gina the Knife is bringing you a great mix of music until 4. And at 7 tonight, it is new volunteer Isaac M. Be sure to stay tuned. We receive support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984. Performing auto body and collision repair, as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com. And support comes from Ledger and Ladle, a restaurant in downtown Grand Rapids with a rotating menu every few months to explore a new region, technique, or ingredient. Open Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 9, Saturdays 5 to 9, and Sundays 10 to 2. More at ledgerandladle.com. Bemidji Community Theater has auditions for The Sword and the Stone today and tomorrow from 5 to 7 each evening. Roles are available from ages 8 through 80 plus. Be prepared to do a one-minute monologue and sing 16 measures a cappella. Performance dates are in April. Coming up, we are going to be hearing from some more great new releases, brand new songs that have just come out, including a new one from Iron and Wine, trying to get to the new Buck Meek as well. But first, we are going to hear a little throwback from OPEP. This is off their 2018 release, I Wasn't Only Thinking About You.
You come knocking at my door at night. I tried a hole in my head, a hole in my pocket. Nothing makes me feel as high as the silhouette of your body in the dim of the hallway light. You move flat.
Nothing happened to death
for me. I move right.
Nothing happened to death for me.
Stop your complaining. Sit down, well, perfectly still. Sit down, if you're not standing, this running around is gonna send you to hell, yeah.
That's a new one from Captain Planet, out with his sixth album, Dig. He is a DJ and producer and collaborates with people, musicians from all around the world. On this album, he gathered musicians from Brazil, Colombia, Haiti, Nigeria, Ghana, and Angola. That song featured Damari Rio. It was Canta El Agua. And right here in our backyard, the one before that was from Charlie Wagner, who is also the leader of the band Forge North. He's a folk singer from Longville, and that's off his latest release, Finding Home. And that song was called Get Up. He is playing at Rapids Brewing next Friday, the 16th. That'll be for a 7:30 set in Grand Rapids. OPEP started that off with 25. And this is Headwaters. I'm your host today, Kari Hedlund. Headwaters is your source for great music here weekdays at 9 a.m. on KAXE. Happy Dancing Turtle invites all ages to participate in their winter bingo scavenger hunt going on until next week, January 15th. You look for 24 items on your bingo card with a special focus on animal tracks. Find a registration link and more details at happydancingturtle.org. And the Itasca Waters is continuing their Practical Water Wisdom webinar series tomorrow at noon. This month, hear about traditional ecological knowledge with Shane Bowe, Water Resources Director for the Red Lake Nation DNR. Register at itascawaters.org. It is time for our daily slice of green cheese, our trivia question around this time each morning. Be the first to call in with a correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. I'll preface this with saying, I'm not sure we've had winners the last 2 days, or even if we have, they've been very tough questions. So I'm hoping this one we'll be able to find a winner here. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Publisher and co-founder of Rolling Stone magazine was born on this date in 1946. He's turning 80 years old today. What is his name? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess, or if you know the answer. The question again. Publisher and co-founder of Rolling Stone magazine was born on this date in 1946. What is his name? I do have a hint for you if we don't get a winner. But if you've got a guess or you know the answer, call 218-326-1234 with your guess. We have a winner. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for our daily slice of green cheese. 'Cause I don't want a theocracy or some idol ideology. We're all made from stars from above. I pledge allegiance to my soul. I follow where she needs to go. I'm a pilgrim for the empire of love. Yeah. That is Patrick Sweeney, Everything I Do, off his latest album, Baby It's Late. And Amethyst Kia, before that, Empire of Love. Amethyst is playing a show tonight in Duluth at the West Theater. That show starts at 7 o'clock. If you have not seen her perform yet, holy smokes, she is incredible. I had a chance to see her in Nashville a couple years ago, and it was a rockin' show. Her band was incredible. It was great. This is Headwaters on KAXE. We did have a winner for our daily slice of green cheese. Troy from St. Paul is going to Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids. He answered the question correctly. The question again was, publisher and co-founder of Rolling Stone magazine was born on this date in 1946. What is his name? And the answer, of course, is Jan Wenner, longtime reporter and co-founder of the Rolling Stones. So nice job, Troy. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese, and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for KAXE's popular green cheese trivia show. This week's host is Julie Crabb. Be sure to tune in. And then following Julie Crabb, we've got After Dark with DJ Ben Franklinstein. He's playing some math rock. And you're like, what does math rock mean? Well, this week, he's going to be playing bands like King Crimson, to Battles, Stereosity, and to Rush. We've got a lot more for you coming up from 9 to midnight. It's After Dark on KAXE. Here is a new one from Sampa the Great. Well, it came out towards the end of 2025, but it's so good, can't hold us.
Announcement. I am with the pouches. They don't have the guts to match my prowess. Flawless, gorgeous, quote unquote unquote with all my flaws. Why they always sticking up their noses? It's just roundness. Premium rubber smelling all the roses. Face to face, I got that all the pauses. Pauses, haters, just an unofficial emancipation. Stick around, I'm glad you've been so patient. Fake it. To the start, here's a moment of silence, bring it back to the art. Mind blowing, it's a classical part of Zamrock, a hip hop, an alternative spark. Yeah, it's the way that I'm on already. Shine bright, don't even want to put on. This here's real life, there's no match to put on. But here's a piece of the message, let's get back to the song. Can't hold a flame that's reborn, I'm like an everlasting spark, can't jump the way that I'm on. Peace. I know the seeds that I've sown, and I give birth to all this fruit just so that I can live on. Yeah, can't hold destiny, I must walk on. Can't choose peace, been down too long. True, I know that we will live on. Hear the passion in my voice when I campaign the song.
Sampa the Great featuring Mwanji. That was Can't Hold Us. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.